In this podcast, we'll be discussing exchange rate and the economy. If you like, why should you worry about the exchange rate? Foreign exchange rate, or the value of rand vis-a-vis US dollar, or vis-a-vis the UK pound, or euro, or yuan, or any other currency, is a very important economic and financial indicator. Economists usually say there are two prices that you should monitor carefully. One is the interest rate and one is the foreign exchange rate. However, more often than not, the fluctuations in the foreign exchange markets are too wild and scary for the average citizen. So why do we experience volatility in the foreign exchange market? And why should we worry about it? Well, we should worry about it because imports are affected by the value of the currency, as well as exports. If we are importers, like for example in South Africa, we import petrol, fuel more broadly, and that affects the cost of transportation, the cost of production of goods and services, as well as the cost of commuter services. So exchange rate, if you're an importing country, matters. Of course, it matters also if you're an exporting country, because the value of your currency will decide how competitive you are, how sustainable is your export, and how many different exports can you send into the global market. So very much like inflation, foreign exchange also affects business planning and individual and household planning. The biggest source of instability in the global financial market is the volatility of exchange rates. So often the flow of capital from one region to another, from one country to another, the profitability of investments in a particular region or in a particular country is all affected by the volatility of exchange rate. So not only for trade purposes, but also for investment decisions, the volatility of exchange rate is material. At the end of the day, global competitiveness of nations is to a large extent affected by the exchange rate, its stability, or its volatility. And of course, the more stable the economy, the more resilient and more diversified the economy, the more competitive economic activity, and importantly, the more stable socio-political conditions in the country or in a nation, the more stable its currency likely to be. Generally, smaller economies and economies that have a very narrow economic base, by that I mean they are producing one or two or three items, tend to have a more volatile currency. Also, countries that suffer from socio-political instability, there is civil war or there are structural political social issues that are difficult to resolve, and from time to time they erupt, they tend to affect the value of the currency. So it's the currency in a way, or foreign exchange market in a way, reflects both economic structure in its competitiveness, its resilience and its diversification, as well as the social political factors. And it's really this complexity that we often see from time to time leading to volatility in the global markets. So these factors at the end of the day can be reduced to two sets of variables. One set of variables affects trade, meaning the competitiveness of our trade, what we export, how sustainable it is, how diversified it is, and how important in the global market is. The more our share of the global market, the more likely that we will have a sustainable export business, and our currency will be therefore a lot more stable. The second set of factors affects the global capital, the flow of investments, if you like, both short-term and long-term. The more attractive a destination or a country, the more capital it attracts, and therefore its currency reflects the strength of its global competitiveness. At any given point in time, when we look at the foreign exchange markets, these two sets of factors are at play. Sometimes one factor dominates the other, and sometimes both of them are at play, and it's really here that analyzing foreign exchange markets is often complicated. But at the end of the day, all of us are affected by the fluctuations in the foreign exchange market.